Derry City's historic first league game at the Celtic Park Gaelic Stadium ended in a victory on Friday night when they beat Shamrock Rovers by a single goal to nil. James Clark scored that goal on 26 minutes. Rovers failed to defend a Derry corner, and when the ball found its way to the edge of the six-yard line, Clark rolled the ball back across the goal mouth beyond Ed McGinty and the Rovers' net. In the fourth minute, a free kick from the left into the Rovers' box fell to James Olayinka, who drilled a shot at goal, but it was blocked by Roberto Lopez. 3 minutes later, Jack Byrne put a great ball into the Derry box for Aaron Green, who nearly opened the scoring when he steered his toe-poke effort just wide of the gaping goal. On 20 minutes, Rovers hit the Derry bar when John O'Sullivan thundered a great effort that had the Derry goalkeeper beaten. On 33 minutes, Josh Thomas missed a great chance 6 yards out when he met James Clark's cross from the right byline. 6 minutes after the break, Eddie Beach, the Derry goalkeeper, made a great save from Michael Noonan to keep Derry ahead. On 52 minutes, a Derry free kick was brilliantly saved by the Rovers goalkeeper. The second half was peppered by substitutions, and in the 59th minute, Stephen Bradley, the Rovers manager, brought on 4 subs at the one time. Into the last moments of the game, and Graham Burke, a second half sub for Rovers, had a cross come shot from the left edge of a box that the Derry keeper pushed away for a corner. And moments later, Dan Cleary headed over the Derry bar from 6 yards out when scoring a goal seemed the more likely outcome. A good night for Derry City, 3 very valuable points, and they move on to their next game again at Celtic Park on the 4th of May when they face Galway United. It finished Derry City 1, Shamrock Rovers 0.